eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
On this episode of The Heat Check, ooh, my voice is cooked. We've got a couple of special guests today. First, we check in with Memphis 92.9 FM's L. Jason Smith and John Martin of The Jason and John Show. They ask me a wild-ass hypothetical about the three-point contest. Then we get into an interview with my guy Damian Barling of The D'Lo and Casey Show on ESPN 1320 in Sacramento. Anthony, my man. Let's get right into it. Let's drop that motherfucking beat. It should be real. Okay, we got a midweek special for you all here. I'm in Vegas for the Super Bowl, but I'm not going to forget you all. Check out the previous episode for the interview with Jake Fisher from Yahoo for all the news on the trade deadline. But as of today, there is nothing. There is nada. There is crickets. Woj and Shams have taken to tweeting out salary cap info instead of trade rumors. This is shaping up to be the slowest trade deadline of all time. The only real news in the league right now is that Joel Embiid had meniscus surgery, and he's going to be reevaluated in a month. So more on that soon. So instead of just rehashing my convo with Jake Fisher, I'm going to give you a couple of great interviews. First off, there's a wild-ass hypothetical posed to me by L. Jason Smith and John Martin of The Jason and John Show on Sports Radio 929 in Memphis. The Jason and John Show streams on the Odyssey app from 11 to 2 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. I will not keep you in suspense anymore. It is a wild-ass question. Let's get into it.
She's live in Las Vegas. How's everything treating you, Trista?
Oh, it's great. We went to Bruno Mars last night.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
And we ended up getting... I got tickets for me and Ryan and a friend who's in town from D.C. She's wanting to be in Vegas for a few days, too. So we ended up getting floor seats for not that much, actually. It was like you could get the 400 level for the same price. So we ended up seeing Bruno 11th row.
Wow. And was it a good show? I assume it was a great show.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah. He took, you know what was interesting, and this has never happened to me at a concert before. I don't know about you guys, but they took our phones.
For a comedy show.
Yeah, comedy show.
Not
comedy
a concert.
Show. Yeah, so I guess he probably didn't want people to watch his show by taking out their phones and using their video function. And there was this, like, probably early on, he came out to 24 karat and then ended up the second song. Was like, this is a special night for me. And they're like, why? And he's like, you want to know why? He's like, because I took your phone. So he did a whole thing about how he took our phone and how he could do basically anything he wanted right on stage and no one could do anything about it.
Wow, yeah, that's interesting.
Still put on a great show.
And you know what? It's you probably enjoyed it more or at least probably because you didn't have your phone. But it
absolutely.
But like that feeling, though, that feeling of, and I know there's like a way where if you really have to get to your phone, you know, you can, right? You can go to like designated areas.
I had
areas.
A watch. I had my Apple. No, you couldn't. You had to leave. I had my Apple Watch, so I could see text messages coming through. But no, you could not get to your phone unless you left the Dolby Theater.
There's like a beauty of it. There's a beauty and an anxiety to it, right? Like the beauty of it is like you're really there. You're really present. You're really in that moment. You're really soaking it in a way that you normally don't soak in things. But then you're like, what if I'm missing something important? Is somebody okay? You know, like you just there's that's the way our brains are wired now. You know, like you always got to get that dopamine, and we can't enjoy the moment. Hey, we were having a debate on the show about, and again, this is not. I know it's going to probably sound a certain way to you, but that's not how we intended it. Do you think that Steph is going to intentionally throw the contest against Sabrina?
Why would you come up with a conspiracy theory like that?
Because he'd be the bad guy if he beats her.
Right.
You gain nothing.
I don't know, man.
Like,
yeah,
what's
the... a good bit of sense, but, like, Steph has already got... Can we be honest about something that does not get talked about enough? Like, Steph has already had some moments this season where his wife was talking about how he has a foot fetish. And he's kind of like seen as almost like, you know what I'm saying? Like Steph can't be seen as like the guy bowing down to the girl. Like he can't just be out here getting stunned by everybody.
Okay, but what's the point of the contest?
I'm still stuck on foot fetish. Steph has a foot fetish. The mainstream
news. Did you see that?
No, I missed that one.
Yes.
So
Ayesha Curry went on national television on a morning show and said that she sends foot photos to Steph. And I said, who asked for this info?
Nobody. Nobody asked for it.
No one. Wow. No, but I know it now. I know it, and I think things about Steph as a result.
Okay, wow.
So Steph and Rex Ryan, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't it Rex?
Yeah. Like a small group of foot fetish.
Very strange.
The foot fetish brotherhood. Steph, Rex Ryan.
Yeah, feet don't do it for me, but hey, you know, I guess.
But listen, can we really quick, because I know this is a sports show, and we try to keep it that, but like men with foot fetishes, just look it up. Like look up what kind of men are into feet and what that says about their interest in power dynamics. And they like to straight be dominated. That's the thing. Just Google it.
All right.
It's not my opinion. It's a thing. So I don't think Steph is going to get straight dominated. I don't think he's going to get straight dominated by Sabrina.
Because he's dominated.
That
is a hell of a take. Because he's dominated in his own marriage. He will crush Sabrina.
No, there's nothing. Right. There's no reason for this thing to even happen.
I had no idea. This just took me for a spin. Like, I didn't know we were going to go here.
This entire thing is
mind blown. I'm like Taylor.
It's completely rigged. No, like without a doubt in my mind, without a shadow of a doubt, Sabrina's going to win it because otherwise
people will know if Steph's throwing it. He'll just go a little less hard.
There's a way to do it, but like there's nothing for Steph. Why would you have the event if it's just going to be Steph winning? You have the event for Sabrina to win. Is that true or false?
That's false. You have the event for it to be competitive.
But it's like they're not.
You're promoting the WNBA. That's what you're doing.
Right, and you're promoting.
That's
wins.
That's the purpose.
Sabrina wins. That's what's going to happen.
Mm-mm.
I would bet a lot of money.
Steph is not.
I would bet a lot of money that she's going to win. I'd bet a lot of money that she's going to win for sure. Like
someone should ask him. Say, hey, are you going to throw?
Nobody who ever fixes games is going to admit to doing it before the game happens, all right? I mean, that's just not going to happen. But I'm just saying, remember, I don't know, when's the All-Star game? When is it?
A couple of weekends.
Yeah, just
18th.
Next Sunday. Weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the 18th. Yeah. Hear me now, believe me later on Sabrina's winning the three-point contest. There's like, it's not happening for Steph to win. It's just not.
Are there odds out there?
I don't know. I mean, I assume there will be, and if you're giving me plus money with Sabrina, I'm gonna limit bet. I don't know what my limit is on FanDuel these days. It's pretty low, but
It's probably ten bucks.
Yeah, I'll put $10 on it. Whatever they give me, man. I'm gonna have to use Jason's account, man. He's got. They give him max limits over there.
Yep. Come on in, they said.
So anyway, all right, Trista. Enjoy Vegas. Appreciate
Thank you so
your
much,
time
Trista.
As always.
Love y'all.
Yep, love you too. She is Trista Crick. Joins us every Tuesday here on the show.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
These boys are crazy. Next, my guy Damian Barling of ESPN 1320 in Sacramento had me on his show. D'Lo and Casey. Casey was off. D'Lo and Casey airs from 12 to 4 Pacific time, Monday through Friday, on the Odyssey app and YouTube Live. We get into some interesting hoops talk, including the snub of Fox and Sabonis for the All-Star game. It is always great being on, and I thought you'd enjoy the convo, so let's get into it.
How's the Chatty House doing? What are we up to?
Chatty House is vibing. Yeah, vibing. Chatty House is vibing. We kicking it. Whenever Casey's not here, we just kind of ride together and we just talk. We talked about this earlier. We're not media. We're just vibes. We just kick
that.
It. And that's
the
all
thing
we
I love about you guys is that, and I really struggle with this. We're going to have a little, confession time. I actually think I'm a better host when I'm a guest. Does that make sense? You know?
Sure.
Like, I think you're
more comfortable steering a conversation.
When I'm not actually in charge of steering it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you guys are incredible at letting me do that, but also doing it yourself. and having this flow. When I have to steer and I'm like the one hosting an interview, I like, there's just so much going through my brain that it can get a little more like question, answer. So I'm like in 2024, 2025, I strive to be y'all. I really do.
That's rule number one to be D'Lo and Casey is just vibe. And rule number two is remember that this isn't 1990s radio. Like no one is like people got the result of the game. People saw the box score. It got pushed to their phone the second the buzzer went off. Nobody cares about that. They're here for the conversation. They're here for the talking points. They're here to see the guy in the or at least those on the stream are here to see the guy in the Cowboys outfit with the Husky in the Cowboys Walker. Like that's just part of like this business is so personality driven. And
thank God for that, folks, because I don't know if I'd survive otherwise. Like, I'm not sure.
What do you mean?
A personality-based business and we had to be buttoned up. I talked about Steph
but you're
Curry
super smart,
today.
Though. Well, that, I, okay.
They asked
I don't
me
know how that happened.
Memphis, they asked me on Memphis Radio if Steph would throw the three-point contest so that Sabrina could win it. And I said, no, not this year. I don't think he can do that. He's been already been put in a limelight of a submissive role, given the fact that Aisha went on national morning TV and said that he asks her for foot pics and that he's got a foot fetish. No one asked for it. I guess like Chatty House probably didn't know they wanted it now. They probably still don't. And I said, you know, if a man is looking for feet photos, there's something inside him that there's a power dynamic there. And I don't think outside of the whatever, he's going to want to secede power to Sabrina Ionescu in the three-point cut. All of that to say, if I wasn't allowed to do that, I'd be fired. I'd be fired.
No,
I can't stop
good.
It. I can't not do it.
Good for you, because I probably just would have said, yeah, there's no way he's going to let a Nike athlete beat him. But you went a different direction. We choose different paths in getting the same point across, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's what makes it beautiful. Your mind goes one way, my mind goes another, and we're like, wow, that was actually an interesting thought that I hadn't considered yet.
See, but where I think you're very wrong about what you offer is you're really, really sharp. When you get past like the personality stuff and the fun stuff and the foot fetishes or the pause jokes and all of that, when it comes to just the game of basketball, or the game of football, like you're as smart as they come. If you had to be, you could, but that wouldn't be Trista Crick. That would be corporate Trista, which we experienced once and never experienced it again.
We realize we can't do this show from the office because it's just something about the air in there where it's
it doesn't work.
Yeah, doesn't. See, yeah.
That's right. It's like 1930s gangster radio. That's what it is right there. We're 2 days away from the trade deadline. Are you hearing anything at all?
Well, I had Jake Fisher on Saturday for the Monday episode. I don't know if you listened to it, but it feels like it's going to be a very dead deadline. Not a lot. I think the buyers are frustrated. Sellers, there's limited amounts of them with, you know, quality players. So they're going to try to squeeze buyers for more value than these players are really even worth. And then buyers will say, you know what, maybe I'm good. And then you guys can sit with your toxic assets. You can chill with D'Angelo Russell. You can have DeJounte. And I like DeJounte a lot. He balled the other night, like really played well. And that team is really fun when they're clicking. But I don't need to give you two young players and two first-round picks for DeJounte Murray. I don't need to do that. I can just wait for the summer. Our season's probably over anyway. We were making a marginal move to try to make our fan base excited for the last third of the season. So, no, I mean, you'll probably get the guys on expirings moved, right? You'll probably get, like, the Kelly Olynyks. They'll go. Guys that are at the peak of their value might go, like a Colin Sexton I could see getting moved. I talked to Tony Jones about that. He thinks that's a possibility.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
So I see that happening, but in terms of like, I can't believe that they traded Klay Thompson. Like, no chance. Absolutely no way. I don't think Andrew Wiggins gets moved. I don't think Kuminga gets moved. I don't think, and we talked about this many times before, I don't think the Kings do a thing at all. Because, like, what are you getting back? What are you doing to make the move, and then how much better does it really make you? Is there any difference makers there? I don't think so. You've got all the difference makers have already been moved. Dame Lillard, moved. James Harden, moved. Terry Rozier, lesser so, moved. So those
well,
guys.
Well, the Toronto moved. Guys, too. Like those
Yeah, OG, Pascal, yeah. moved. You're right. So the 4 or 5 guys that we really thought were could be moved right now, like if we were waiting on James Harden to be traded right now, that would be huge. That would be a huge development, even though we knew it was Clippers. If we were waiting for Dame to be traded to the Heat right now, that would be, we would be a buzz, as they say. But I think kind of all of the air has been taken out because no marquee players are forcing their way out.
Yeah, with the Warriors, you mentioned Wiggins, Klay, all of that. Do you buy, we were having this conversation right before you joined us, do you buy the Warriors at all improving 3 or 4 games and getting to maybe the upper part of that play-in, maybe in the 8 or 9 range? Or are you out on them?
Anything is possible. And when they play really well, when you see those flashes, you see what they can be. When Kuminga is really, really clicking, right? When he's got 23, 24 points, athletically looks like he's hard to defend. You know, when Steph hits 10 threes, they're going to win games when Steph hits 10 threes. But there's also a lot of games where Steph goes, you know.
Or not.
Yeah.
I think he just scored 60 and they lost.
Tough. It's a tough situation for Steph right now.
That's wild, yeah.
You just got to rely on those feet picks. And so – you get through the night, you know, the cold through, you know, cold nights on the road. So no, I don't buy it, but I don't sell on it either. Right. If you told me the 8 seed, I wouldn't be like, oh, I can't believe that happened, but I'm not banking on it either. And then the question really is what happens in the off season when Steve Kerr is going to want $15 million because all the other scrubs have gotten $15 million. So why not me and my 4 championships? Mm-hmm. Plus the ones as a player. If you're not giving me my bread, I'll just go ahead and go home. And then if you're the Warriors and you don't have the continuity of a head coach that's been there through the entire reign, I mean, that you might as well pack it up into a suitcase. You're not having a first-time head coach or a new head coach. Even a Kenny Atkinson, he's not taking over this team, even though he's kind of been – it feels like he's kind of been lying in the weeds as a succession plan. To me, why would he turn down those other jobs? No. Kenny Atkinson's not bringing the Warriors back to a place of dominance, to me, when the issue really is the age of the players, how much they've declined, the youth not really being able to be what they thought that they could be. The whole two-timeline approach, to me, feels very flawed. And we've been saying that. They got one ring with the two-timeline, so bad on me. But since then, I'm not convinced.
Yeah, I mean, we leave the Warriors, but it really just depends on what direction. Are you willing to let Klay walk? Are you willing to get rid of Andrew Wiggins? Are you willing to buy completely into Jonathan Kuminga? And you talk about being a dominant team or being a championship caliber team. Those days for the Golden State Warriors are over. To me, it's really more about whether you could be a respectable play-in playoff franchise in Steph Curry's last 4 or 5 years or whatever he chooses to play. Because to me, you have the roster capable of doing that. But in your brain, probably because you still have Steph Curry, you still have those components that were a part of your old championships, you still think that's what you are.
And
you'd be better service letting those go.
The question to me, too, is in the quiet moments after the feet picks have already been received, and you're laying in your hotel room on the road, and you're staring at the wall and in the ceiling, and you know that it's over. In Golden State, in terms of like real contention, you know it, like in a quiet moment, you know it. Are you okay with that? Are you okay as Steph Curry with the continuity of being the best Warrior ever, what you've done, riding out in the city and competing for like an 8 seed Are you okay with that for the rest of your career, knowing that that's the only thing you have is maybe a second round situation? And then if you're not okay with that, where do you go from there? Is there a place to go from there?
I wonder if Drake got feet pics.
For sure.
That's probably a different conversation. We haven't talked since Domas and De'Aaron didn't make the All-Star team. You
guys, I did try to tell you there were snubs coming.
Yeah, I don't think we thought it was both of them. We had prepared the whole day. It's going to be one of them. One of them is going to get shut out of this. We thought it was going to be Domas because they would just lean on De'Aaron being the star, the more popular player, the guy who gets a little bit more attention. I don't think there was a single scenario in the 3 days leading up to that reserve announcement that we thought neither one of them would make it.
Yeah, no, I didn't imagine that Karl Anthony Towns was going to get in. And you could say, well, they're number one in the West, number two in the West, depending on the day. You know, he's had a great year. But truthfully, without Rudy Gobert, if you're talking about two all-star players on this team, without Rudy Gobert, they're seven seed. They just are. Sorry.
That's who I thought it was going to be. Like, yeah. I thought Rudy might ultimately make it.
Same. So I thought if there was a snub, it would be him. You know, obviously, the Paul George we talked about and discussed, he did end up getting in. Anthony Davis. Like, I don't think the Lakers should have gotten two. But then you say, okay, well, who's having the better year realistically? Anthony Davis is having the best year, but you can't leave out LeBron. So that's just like a matter of logistics and brand and credibility than anything else, right? And the fans voted him in. So
LeBron, yeah.
Yeah, can't really do anything about the fans voting him in. Ultimately, though, the thing that I didn't say on my video, but I want to say, because I only had, you know, a minute and 30 seconds before Instagram cuts me off, is like, how dumb are these coaches? How effing stupid are these casuals that we call NBA coaches? I have less faith in them by the day. I want everyone to ask. I want, if I was in my tomfoolery at the pressers, I would be asking Trista Crick, Odyssey Sports, BetQL Network. Just wanted to know, did you vote for Domantas Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox for All-Star? And then let them say no. And then say why.
And yeah,
see what they say.
1,000%. Because our thing was, we think they'd lie.
Yeah. No, they're definitely All-Stars.
And then by the time a month passes, you have like 16 coaches saying they voted for Domas and De'Aaron.
It's like when I went to Michael Che's stand-up in the All-Star game in New Orleans. And he's like, raise your hand if you voted for Trump. And he's like, and no one raised their hand. He goes, that's statistically impossible. Like, this is, that's, in terms of how this thing shook out nationwide, that's impossible that you guys aren't live.
That's amazing. I love Michael Che. That's fantastic. What are you doing tonight?
We're doing the show 4 to 8. Then I'm going to try to get dinner, maybe meet up with some folks, go out. My co-host, he's been in the poker room 2 nights straight. Saw the big boss, the big bad, like at 6:30 in the morning and 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow. That's...
when that guy was waking up and he had not been to sleep yet. So we'll see if we can keep that train a moving.
That's what's up. Well, we love you. Thanks for joining us from Vegas. We appreciate it. And we'll be following everything you're doing and we'll connect next week.
Love y'all. Go Chiefs.
All right. Wow. Wow. She came in so sweet. That's incredible. Thanks, TK.
That's all the time that we have for this episode of The Heat Check. Thanks to Jason Smith, John Martin, Damian Barlow, and come back Friday, man, my voice is cooked, for an all-new episode. Check out the feed for past episodes, mini-episodes, which drop unexpectedly, like a slot machine payout at the Aria. Do not forget to follow The Heat Check all season long. That means download. That means subscribe. That means tell all your friends, all of them, even your former coworkers who are staying in the same hotel as you in Vegas. Tell them, hey, yo, Tris is still cooking on the Heat Check for the fourth season. You should check that shit out and follow us on social at This Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll see you next time.